Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. I'm Jen.
All right. We've got a great interview today and one that we've been trying to make happen for a while. We have Carissa, the founder of Thrive Cosmetics. And that's right. I said cosmetics. It's cause.
It's not just her Jersey accent, people. Yeah. That is the name of the brand.
I haven't been hanging out at the mall too much, despite what you may think. Cosmetics, she is a woman on a mission, a woman looking to find meaning in the industrial beauty complex.
You're never going to let me live.
No, I love it. I love it. I actually tried to weave it into our Jane Fonda interview, but I knew she wouldn't get it. And I knew that would create maybe some uncomfortable moments.
Yeah, I'm glad that you didn't. And I know Carissa will understand when she listens back to this episode. So Carissa Bodner, we wanted to talk to her. Her brand is Thrive Cosmetics, but about philanthropy, because she's someone who baked a social purpose into the entire meaning of her brand. And here's why. So she was in her 20s and she was working in beauty. She's worked for like Sephora, Clarisonic, and L'Oreal. She found out that her dear friend, Christy, had cancer. Christy was a teacher in Chile, and she was just this woman that gave back. A year later, Christy passed away. She was only 24. Carissa decided, I'm going to make it my purpose to create a company that has a mission of giving back. So that's just behind everything that she does, which I think is so amazing. The company was founded in 2015. For every product purchased, they donate to help a woman thrive, hence the name, Thrive Cosmetics, while doing things like fighting cancer, surviving domestic abuse, emerging from homelessness. And the cool thing is, it's not just product donations that are part of this brand. And we really talked to her about what philanthropy means. But they give monetary donations as well. So, for example, there were so many examples to choose from, but
she's achieved so much, and she's like really young.
I know. Oh, we talk about that too when she started her company. We'll save that for the big reveal during the interview. But in 2018, they were able to give $250,000 to organizations working to help those affected by the California wildfires. So that's just one example. There are so many more. Carissa herself has been on like every list that matters about business women or business people doing amazing things, like 30 Under 30 on Forbes, Inc.'s 2016 Badass Female Founders. How much would you love to have that title in your bio? I want to be a badass female founder. Mary Claire's 2017-2018 Most Powerful Women. And that's actually how I know Carissa. I met her when I was working at Mary Claire on their power trip. So, okay, one more give back thing. Jess, are you ready for
this? I'm ready.
This is how great she is. Not only is she coming to our show, she's giving you guys a discount. This is my Oprah moment. And Oprah's like one of her idols, so she'll love this. You get 15% off, and you get 15% off, and you get 15% off. So if you go to Thrive Cosmetics and use the code FATMASCARA, all one word, if you're a first-time customer, you'll get 15% off all the single products you buy. So if you buy a bunch of products, you'll get 15% off each of them, but it doesn't count on sets. So go load up. It's basically like 15% off your order. ThriveCosmetics.com, and the code is FATMASCARA.
Such a great interview. Such an inspiring person, putting good out into the world. I'm so happy to have her on the show. Thank you, Carissa. You ready for the interview?
Let's do it. So here we are with Carissa Bodner. Full disclosure, guys, this interview has been in the making, I want to say almost a year at this point. it's craziness. And Carissa has the patience of a saint. And the first time we tried to record was the day Wolfgang got lost. And I broke down crying in the middle. And then my internet didn't work. And Carissa was a saint through the whole thing. Welcome to Fat Mascara. You're a doll. I love you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jen and Jess. I'm so honored to be here. And really, I've been looking forward to this. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Our audience loves Thrive Cosmetics and knows your story. But I think the thing that they don't know, I mean, they know that you are a makeup artist, but I want to hear like the personal side of being a makeup artist before you even started this company. Like, what's the best experience or feedback that you've ever gotten from someone sitting in the chair? Like, why do you love beauty? You know, what was the best time you had?
That's such a great question. Thank you, Jen. I've always been so inspired by the way that beauty can make people feel confident. And I really do believe that when we feel confident, we are unstoppable. I would say one of my best experiences as a makeup artist when I had a woman in my chair who, unbeknownst to me, was a survivor of domestic abuse. And what was so profound to me was that we connected. I love the way that beauty is a vehicle for connection and conversation. And throughout that hour of working together, she disclosed to me that the makeup that was being applied to her and the way that she felt was allowing her to feel the confidence to leave her abuser. And then we developed a relationship and she continued to share the stories and that journey with me. And that happened when I was 18 years old. And I have to say that that was one of the most profound and memorable experiences that I've had as a makeup artist. And definitely one of the ways I was inspired to give back to survivors of domestic abuse.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that because I know that's a cause dear to your heart. But was this like at a counter or were you a private makeup artist? Like, where were you working at the time?
I was working at Sephora on the sales floor. So I started as a cast member. But I do want to say, I want to back up a little bit further in the journey because I have known that I wanted to be a beauty product developer since I was 13 years old. And I grew up in a really small town called Stanwood, Washington. And I was mixing formulas and potions with ingredients from my mom's garden and waxes and butters that I could find. No type of lipstick that I would sell to you guys, but I was absolutely doing my best to make different formulations, shampoo when I fried my hair. So I've been creating products since I was a kid. Going back to, you know, my time as a makeup artist, Sephora, I was lucky enough to get hired on when I was 18 years old and worked in all the different worlds of Sephora for the Sephora people on the call. And it was such a great experience. And I did also do private makeup artistry as well.
Yeah, I worked for Sephora, so I know they have their own language for everything, cast members and worlds.
Absolutely. I was in all the worlds. Jen, what world were you in?
I was in the corporate world. I worked on the website when it first came to the United States, but they made us go through the training with the glove. You had to pretend you were on stage.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore, but it Jess was has the same retail experience. It just sucks you in.
It's so fun though. I absolutely loved it. So I started as a makeup artist, always with an eye on being a beauty product developer. And in fact, when I was in college, I have to be honest, instead of doing my homework, I was creating different formulations and studying ingredients. I used to read the cosmetic ingredient dictionary before bed. It was ridiculous. And I'm so grateful every day that I get to work in this industry because it's really a lifelong dream come true for me.
So that like your main goal was to be in product development?
Yes, that was my goal. And I had no idea how I was going to get there.
Though that's interesting. I'm just thinking about people who are listening who, you know, a lot of people, you know, they write Jen or I, and they say like, I want to be in, you know, this part of the business. How do I get there? And to be really honest, I don't always know how to respond because, you know, I know where I am in the business and I know the steps that I took. But, you know, they might say, I want to be a perfumer, I want to start my own line, or I want to be a makeup artist. And I don't always know how to respond. How would you respond to a question like that? Because for you, you didn't know how to get to where you were, but you got there. What was the thing that made you get there? Was it just focus or asking around? Like, how did you get to where you are?
Oh, it's such a great question, Jess. So specifically to being a beauty product developer,
yeah,
I took any job I could get in the beauty industry and then was always looking at it through the lens of, okay, I'm a makeup artist right now, but how would I create this product? Let me learn everything I can about ingredients. Let me Google what that ingredient means if I don't have access to an expert. And really, a lot of it is just that passion coming through. And I think, you know, when I got hired on at Clarisonic after I graduated from college, I got my foot in the door always with an eye. I wasn't directly doing product development when I started, but I was always expressing how much I wanted to be in product development. So then when I finally got the chance, I was like, I am not going to let this go by. And so I think just so many of the skills when you're starting out in your career are transferable, whether it's product development or marketing. And so, you know, at the end of the day, when you're first starting out, a lot of times you're making PowerPoints, you're working on spreadsheets, you're doing a lot of tasks that you can transfer. But I would say showing that initiative and the passion for whatever you want to do. So for me, it was product development. I think people will pick up on that and they'll want to mentor you.
Okay. That's really great advice. Okay. Thank you.
Plus your husband's a product developer, so we have to see if his advice matches up with Carissa's. I'm going to ask him later.
My husband. I think you meant Carissa's husband or something.
No, I was talking to you.
I'm not married.
Yes. I just think it's interesting because I really do feel sometimes a little bit after somebody writes. I don't know how you feel, Jen, but if somebody writes us like, well, how do I be X person? I don't really know if I'm giving them the best advice. I can just tell them how I reached my thing. But yeah, it's like absorb as much as you can, express your interest to anyone who will listen. Like, I want to be, you know, here. And hopefully, you know, not everyone is going to care and take you under their wing. Unfortunately, that's the reality. But somebody will, you know, somebody will hear.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. You're interested in that? I'll introduce you to this person, or, you know, that's, you know, and expressing that interest. But I just think it's awesome that you did know that you wanted to do product development and you just kept on finding a way, you know, that makeup artist to product developer is such a cool trajectory. We don't always hear that on Fat Mascara. But yes, tell us more. Let's keep going. Let's keep going into your story, Carissa.
Yes. Well, and I do have to say, like, I recognize what a gift it was that I knew that when I was so young. And that's not everybody's path. And so what I do want to say is that, first of all, I don't have all the answers. Second of all, you know, you're never too young and you're never too old to be who you always wanted to be. So you can always reinvent yourself. Oh. You know, like, you can always change your mind. And at the end of the day, my why and my driver is the philanthropy that I get to do every single day, our incredible employees, And then the product development, like I get to do this thing that I've dreamt of doing my entire life. So I feel really blessed.
So awesome. It's very inspiring.
You're never too young, says the like 28-year-old CEO. How old were you when you started your company?
Well, that's the funny thing about the term CEO. You know, I'm such a work in progress, right? I'm absolutely not.
Oh, come on. Answer the question. What age were you when Thrive Cosmetics started?
I believe I was 25, but please fact check me.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's funny. I have really long hair right now because I haven't cut it for over a year.
Oh my gosh, look at
the pandemic. And I have always had longer hair. And one of the things I love to do is locks of love. But I was actually just talking to some of our team members about it. I said, you know, to me, when I started Thrive Cosmetics, I really tried to look older because nobody really took me seriously. And I was somewhat aware of that, right? So I cut my hair shorter to look more mature and look more like I could fit in Manhattan and everything like that. But so now having longer hair is like, I'm in my 30s now and I can have longer hair. But yeah, no, it was, I've made plenty of mistakes and am absolutely a work in progress, but I've had a lot of grace from people around me throughout this journey.
Can I ask you about when you started this company? I mean, from the very beginning, social good was sort of baked into the premise, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about why that is? And do you think that's a necessity of every business these days? Or was that unique at the time that you did it?
So, you know, I'm not here to say what other people should do for their business, but I can absolutely say that my why and what has truly been in the DNA of Thrive Cosmetics from the very beginning is our philanthropy and the giving back that we do. From the very beginning, when I started the business in 2015, I knew that every time somebody bought a product, we would be giving back. And now it's grown bigger than I ever dreamed. We've given over $100 million worth of products.
Holy
and funds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it feels so surreal to say it out loud.
$100 million.
Isn't that crazy? But honestly, it's thanks to our customers, our community, our giving partners, and our employees. Our giving is powered by our community, which, you know, our employees have a say in who we give back to. Our customers have a say in how we give back. And that's why it's been
able
to grow.
Wait, how do they have a say? Do you have like a vote? How does that work?
Literally, if you want to tell us a charity that you want us to give back to, you can go on thrivecosmetics.com and we have a giving page where you can nominate a giving partner. And then we do have internal giving committees. You know, in the beginning, when it was just a couple of us in a room working together and shipping product and everything like that, doing customer service all at the same time as we're shipping product, everybody went to every single giving event and, we're involved directly with every charity. And so we want to, now that our company has grown from an employee perspective, we want to make sure that our employees are still involved. So people do have the option of one, nominating a charity that they want us to give to, whether they're an employee, a customer, or somebody who's never bought from us, but they just, you know, are a part of our community. Mm-hmm. And then also we have an internal giving committee where people, any employee, no matter what department they're in, can join the committee.
So how can a consumer, this is not about Thrive. This is just as you are, I'm going to consider you like my my beauty philanthropy expert. Okay. How can a consumer tell if a brand is really donating and doing good, or if they're just kind of using it as a marketing ploy? Because I think a lot of people are skeptical. You know, it's very fashionable right now to be seen as a beauty brand who's doing good.
Well, thank you so much for that compliment. I'm not a guru and I don't have all the answers, but what I will
and
say...
And I know you can't speak for... I'm not asking you to name and shame brands, but I feel like you've probably done your due diligence before setting up a brand whose whole thing is philanthropy.
Absolutely. And we've been questioned, and I welcome any of the questions, from people around our philanthropy and the intentions behind that. I know it's my why. So at the end of the day, that's very, nice. Very important to me. And I know it's the why of our employees. But I would say that, you know, as it pertains to Thrive Cosmetics, you can look at our track record. You can go on our website. So if somebody's curious about the philanthropy that Thrive Cosmetics does, or another brand, there's probably going to be some type of history that you can look at from a philanthropic perspective. So for example, we have a giving timeline where you can see how our giving has grown and evolved over time on our giving page on thrivecosmetics.com.
Wow.
So, okay. And you can look at their social media. You can look at our social media. But our giving is 100% powered by our customers. Like, I wouldn't be here today without our customers and without our employees. And so we really take it seriously that we disclose what our customers are interested in. Also, you know, we have a separate foundation where it's the Thrive Cosmetics Foundation, where that is...
Yeah, a lot of beauty companies do that, right? Where they have like their corporation and then their foundation. Why is that?
Well, that's a good cue. That's a really good cue.
It's such a great question. And the reason why we do it at Thrive Cosmetics is so it is from an ethical perspective. We are not forced to do that at all. But literally when we, you know, the Thrive Cosmetics Foundation is audited by a separate auditing team than the Thrive Cosmetics Inc. group. It operates as an entity that is held to the standard of any charitable entity. So it's important to us that we have a separate foundation. Another reason why we do it is that we have over 300 giving partners that, you know, may only have 3 volunteers, or they may have 5,000 employees, depending on the charity. There's no charity too small, and there's no charity too big for us to give to. And so we have a separate warehouse where we're able to ship products as people need it. As the charities need it. And so we make the donation immediately from a physical perspective so that it can.
So because it's a foundation, it can be like on the books. I remember from being a beauty editor, and I'd ask for like gift basket donations at the end of the year. And a lot of the companies would be like, oh, our charity budget is all gone. But I feel like if a company has its separate foundation, it's like that acts as its own business. You can be giving all year round, right?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of Thrive Cosmetics. And that's what I love. That's what I love about our community is that they have been along for the journey with us around the philanthropy and, of course, the product development and just the business as a whole. I mean, I started this business out of a 1-bedroom apartment in Seattle, and I wouldn't be here without, you know, our incredible community. But from a philanthropy perspective, they've helped decide the different causes. So when we added veterans to our list of causes that we were supporting, that was community powered. Also, when we donated in the middle of the pandemic to different charities to help support those who were really, really impacted by the pandemic, they were a part of, our customers were a part of that as well, choosing those charities.
Can I ask you a tough question? So you say you have like 300 charity partners, and I know, and we've talked about some of them, and I want to talk about more, but like, how do you keep everybody happy when so many charities these days feel like they have like a political bend to them? Your customers are a range of different types of people all over the world with all different politics. Like, what if one of them's like, I don't want to give to domestic abuse? I mean, who would say that? I'm just giving it as an example. But like, how do you do that as a company without staying out of politics? Or do you not worry about that?
I'm thinking, Jen, I mean, like immediately there's like a billion charities have come to mind, or it's like a lot of them are, I don't want to say in conflict with one another, but everything is very, there's a lot of different people to please.
Yeah. How do you handle that?
Just speaking from my heart, and I'm not here to tell anybody and brands how they should be doing their philanthropy, and that it's easy by any stretch of the imagination. But for me, there are certain social issues that some people deem political, like Black Lives Matter and LGBTQ+ rights. Mm-hmm. I don't think those are political issues. I think that those are human rights issues. And I think for me personally, it's important to take a stand in that moment. Do I always know what to say? Absolutely not. Am I perfect? Right. No. Have we made mistakes? Yes. But am I going to do my best to stand up for causes and initiatives that I believe in? Absolutely.
And you said that the community helps you with that. Like, what are some of this sounds weird to say popular, but like, what are some of the things that your Thrive Cosmetics community really believes in? Like the biggest organizations that you've worked with, like given the most to?
You know what I love about
I'm not going to make you name all 300.
But you know what I love about our community is that we're really able to personalize the giving to each employee. So because I started the business giving back specifically to people who had been impacted by cancer, and then that grew to domestic abuse, those are the two groups that we give the most to. But those are the two groups that we have given the most to if you look at the 5 years of the business. Right. But the different organizations that we've been able to add on that are supporting those who've been impacted by homelessness and who are emerging from homelessness, that has been powered by our community. So there's an amazing charity that is dear to my heart because they were our first giving partner in the homeless space, Mary's Place. They're in Seattle. They're in Washington and they're a network all throughout Washington. They're an incredible organization that we met through some of our customers. Another one that I met through a fellow makeup artist, actually over at Good Morning America. Shout out to Elena George. I love you. That was very early on in the Thrive Cosmetics journey that I met Pampered in Pink. And they're run by volunteers. And we've been giving to them for over 5 years now. But I met them through a makeup artist. So it's really incredible, you know, to think about the ways that we're able to give and the way that we're able to be.
Wait, what is Pampered in Pink? I'm sorry if I missed what that was. Should I know what that is?
So Pampered in Pink is an organization that provides makeup application to women who are going through cancer. And Elena George, she actually is Robin Roberts' makeup artist. And I met her back in 2015. And her and this amazing woman, Celine, got me connected with the charity. And some of our first giving events, I would say our first Manhattan giving event actually took place with them, which was really cool. And Robin was there. It was very cool.
That must have been very rewarding.
It was so surreal. Like, I look back at pictures, it's still surreal. I can't believe that those, Elena and Petula over at Good Morning America, Lisa over at Good Morning America, the makeup artist over there, they took me under their wing. I was a kid from Washington that didn't know what the hell I was doing in New York. And the way that they just took me under their wing and really helped me is something I'll never forget.
Side note, I have heard from people going through chemotherapy with the hair loss that your eyebrow pencils are excellent.
Thank you so much.
I think they're good too, but I don't know if they were developed for that reason, but they seem to be very popular for that reason.
On the note of our Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Pencil, Elena George was one of the makeup artists who helped me create that formula and was most definitely giving me advice for what she had experienced when Robin Roberts lost her hair.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so what I think is important to note is that Thrive Cosmetics products are created for all people. So whether you're going through cancer or you just happen to want high performance beauty products that are vegan or cruelty-free, it's really important to me that people know that the products are made for everyone in that way because...
Right, right.
Because just because a woman has gone through cancer doesn't mean that she's not still looking for high-performance vegan cosmetics. And so that's how I've always led with product development, is to really try and be as inclusive as possible when it comes to skin tones, types, and everything like that.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So, okay, well, we know the eyebrow pencil is fabulous for everyone, but what, tell me, is like the blow away, most surprising product? Like, what was the huge runaway success?
I was really surprised by the success of our Defying Gravity eye cream this year. It launched earlier this year, and I was absolutely blown away by the success, not just from a sales perspective, but also the results that our customers were talking about. And one of the things that I think is so fun about that product is, you know, I have really, really sensitive eyes. So all of our eye, like literally anything I put on my eyes, it makes my eyes water. So a lot of eye creams that are really clinically proven and efficacious can irritate my eyes. This product, I also wanted to be able to use 360 degrees around my eyes. But those boxes are checked and the results, the clinical results absolutely speak for themselves. But because of the pandemic, a lot of our customers weren't able to get Botox like they normally do. And so they were literally writing us on social media and emailing us, calling us saying, I'm using this on my 11s. I'm using this on my forehead lines. And we even have some YouTube people who've made videos talking about it. So they use it as their little Botox in a bottle, which is really fun for me because you create an eye cream thinking one thing, but then the consumer has fun with it in another way and uses it how they want to.
And who knew eyes were going to be the thing? Like all these brands coming out with lipsticks this summer. I was like, oh, poor thing.
No, it is so crazy. I actually went out today just for like a quick like errand and I had the mask on. I was like, when is this going to be over? When, like, I had like a little fit, like, when is this going to be over? And I was like, I think we're really going to be seeing like focus on eyes for at least another year. I hate saying that. I don't mean to be gloom and doom, but I really think it's going to be all about eyes for at least another year.
I agree with you. And I'm so excited for the day when, and by the way, I should say I absolutely support mask wearing. So wear a mask.
My intonation was not throwing out the mask. No, I'm just like, and I'm wearing lipstick right now. Like, I think it's important. We need to support our lip friends. And, you know, for my Zooms, I have my lipstick. But like, it's just like the emphasis, like I was like, I look tired. I look angry. Like we need to see, I wasn't really wearing a lot of eye makeup and it was just like, ugh, like we need something to like pep them up.
Totally. I think that when this is all over, we are going to be having so much fun with glam, like lip art. I remember at New York Fashion Week, we were doing lip art and all this stuff. And it was like, we are going to be doing all the lip art when everybody has the vaccine and it's safe to not wear masks. I'm excited for that day.
I'm going full blown, like Pat McGrath, like molten mouth.
Yes.
Like, watch out, everyone. I want to be out of control. On the other, on the flip side, what was a product that you were super psyched about and you're like, I just feel like it didn't get the love and the praise and the spotlight that it deserved?
You know, this is one that is really just a product that I have to give so much credit to our team for creating so quickly. We created a really hydrating hand sanitizer that we launched in the midst of the pandemic. So shout out to our product development team and our team as a whole at Thrive Cosmetics for creating this product so quickly. I think it's an incredible hand sanitizer. And given what's going on in the world, I would have thought that it would have been a bigger seller. But you know, what
maybe you don't know about it. Maybe the peeps don't know about it. I feel like every brand is a sanitizer and they didn't like, and I didn't know. So
yeah.
Maybe guys, Thrive has a hand sanitizer.
Well, and I will send it to you. But what I will say that I am excited about with the hand sanitizer, regardless, is that we partnered with the Black Women's Health Imperative at the start of that product, and we donate 100% of the profits from that product to the Black Women's Health Imperative. And
all the more reason for people to start buying this thing. Come on.
Oh, well, thank you. No, I mean, but to date, our community has absolutely supported the product that I think that knows about it. And we've been able to donate, I think, about $40,000 in funds. And then we've also donated some hand sanitizer directly to them among some other charities. So it's a great product. I highly recommend it, but maybe people are just like over buying hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Okay. Before we do our Fat Mascara 5 for you, I have one more question, which is totally appropriate considering that you're a product developer. What's like the beauty product you wish you could invent or you've been working on or that like the means just don't exist yet? Like you're not giving away an idea. Like give me something that's like a dream.
Yes. This is the easiest question I've ever answered because it's something I'm manifesting. I will create a cure for stretch marks. Maybe I won't, but I will be a part of curing stretch marks. I have had stretch marks since I was in middle school. And I swear to God, I'm so grateful that I work in this industry and that we're in this world of innovation because it needs to exist. And there is no product out there that actually cures stretch marks. And so it might take me 30 years, but I'll be along. And maybe I won't create it, actually. I don't know. But I'll be a consumer, and I hope that I'm alive when that exists. I think stretch marks are great, by the way. I'm not here to say that people shouldn't have stretch marks. But like, if we can create products...
You can have mine.
Yeah. No, I already have them. I have them all over. I do have them all over.
Oh my God. I have really bad ones. Like real bad.
And I'm all here for, I love that people put glitter on their stretch marks and all of that. I think that's a really important message, but wouldn't it be cool if there was a cure for them? I don't know.
I mean, yes. And I'm totally okay with you saying you will invent it because I kind of believe it coming from you. So we will.
I don't know.
We're like if Fat Mascara in like 2041, we'll check back in and see what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, I will have had an incredible team of chemists around me helping me with that because I do not have the answer. Otherwise, I would have loved to come out with it. But I want to be a part of the stretch mark cure for sure.
The stretch mark cure. Doesn't that sound like a book that's like totally sitting on our shelves somewhere? The stretch mark cure.
I'll buy that fitness video. Sure.
Listen, you will be a kajillionaire if you can do it. So bless you.
I think it'll happen.
That's cool because I think then that means that philanthropies will get a lot of money.
Exactly. I was about to say, I hope if anyone gets to invent it, it's got to be you because it'll be good for everyone. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
I'm excited. So Carissa, you are, I think, only our second guest in 2021 that we're doing our new Fat Mascara 5 speed round of questions.
Yes.
It's not speedy, but just awesome. Through it. It's fun.
It can go as fast or as slow as you want it to go.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay, great.
So, okay. What is the first beauty product you fell in love with?
Mascara.
Do you remember which one?
It was the Wet n Wild one that I stole from my sister, which is not okay. I know that that's gross, but yes.
Oh, from your sister. I thought you meant from a store. I was like, this is so not Carissa.
No, sorry. I took it from my sister. Yes. Okay. So my sister, I was not allowed to wear makeup yet, and I took it from my sister's bedroom and used it.
Got it.
And yes, I was a Wet n Wild user.
Were you just like, did you like fall in love with the way you looked with mascara?
I thought it was amazing. And let me be clear, it was a clear mascara. So it didn't even have color.
That's really funny.
That's all my mom let me use too, I remember. What even is clear mascara? It's brow gel is what it is.
It is brow gel.
Does it do anything? Does clear mascara? I've never worn it. Does it do anything?
No, I mean, it adds a little bit of gloss to your eyes. No, I mean, and what I should underscore is that eye mites are a thing and you should not share mascara and you should be, so that's why I was laughing as I was responding because I'm like, yeah, people should not share mascara ever or any eye product for that matter.
Yeah.
But I definitely was, let's just say, borrowing my sister's on a regular basis.
That's so funny. Okay. What quality? Oh, I like this one for you. What quality do you most admire in others?
I admire when people are kind and assertive and that they can really stand in their truth. I think often kindness gets misconstrued to mean that you are passive or that you're not going to take a stand. And people have even said that, asked me that, you know, you say you want your brand to be kind. And I actually believe that using your voice is kind. I believe that taking a stand is kind.
I love that. That's really good. If there was one rule you wish everyone would follow, what would it be?
Wash your hands. No.
That's a good one.
That is good. That is good.
Can you tell that we're in a pandemic?
Yeah. If there were to be a movie made of your life, who would narrate it?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Oprah, so that would be really cool. Or Shonda Rhimes. But I don't know that they would want to. But that would be really, that would be an honor.
Question. Yeah. We're not talking.
Okay. Like, I'm dreaming.
This is happening next week. Don't worry.
She's like, I don't know if I could afford Oprah's fee for the narration. No, those are awesome answers.
Leave it to me to overanalyze.
And what is the most played song on your playlist right now? Right now.
I love Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. I know that's such a basic answer, but I just love that song.
Not basic. That's why I like that question, because you have to be truthful.
Yeah.
We could look at your phone right now and be like,
we're calling
that actually
over.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. There is this incredible song by this artist named Lady Bree called Good, Good Day that everybody needs in their life in 2021. Okay. This song, for real, I literally have played it on all hands and I dance, and I'm not a dancer. Nobody wants to see me dance, trust me. but this song, Good, Good Day by Lady Bree, can take your worst day and make it better. I promise. The message is so made for this time. So please, everybody, go listen to that song, because first of all, Lady Bree herself is an incredible human, and the song is such a beautiful message.
I like that. I like that. Good, Good Day by Lady Bree.
I'm empowered, and I don't even know what it is, but I'm like going to hang up with you and go listen to it.
I can play it for you if you want. Just let me know.
All right. We'll edit it in. We'll get some rights to 5 seconds of Lady Bree to put at the end of your interview. It'll be great.
Krista,
this was so much fun. And you're like the most patient, wonderful person for indulging us with this second interview with me in Germany, Jess in New York. You, where are you right now?
I'm in Washington State. I'm quarantining in Washington State, which is where I'm from. Yeah.
Yeah. This was great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I have to say, this is such a dream. I'm so honored to do this with both of you. And thank you for having me. Thank you to your listeners if they've made it this far. I really appreciate you taking the time. I admire what you all have created, and it really is an honor.
Thank you so much, Carissa.
Thank you.
That was so good to catch up with her. And also, I just love her honesty about what it takes to run a business and how things really work. Like, she's preaching what she practices? No, she practices what she preaches?
She's a really cool lady, and I'm very happy for her success. And I like that her journey is interesting, you know?
Super interesting, and her hair is insane. She unwound her hair, and I was like, okay, we need to talk offline about all those hair products you're using. What a doll. Thanks for coming on the show. Okay, you ready to raise a wand? Oh, before we raise a wand, one more time, in case you missed it at the top of the show, Carissa is giving you guys a discount on Thrive Cosmetics. And that means you'll still be giving back, even though you got a discount. So that's really cool. Use the code FATMASCARA for 15% off single products at thrivecosmetics.com. And that's spelled like a cause, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com. We'll put a link on the blog. It's the code works on any single product, so you could put multiple things in your cart. It just doesn't work on sets. So the code is FATMASCARA for first-time customers of Thrive Cosmetics, 15% off. Okay. Raise a wand to Jessica Matlin.
Ooh, I like that.
Your turn.
Raise a wand. Never heard that before. That's funny. Okay. I want to raise a wand. We talked about a few weeks ago supporting our local beauty peeps. Well, I am very proud to support in New York City, Modern Sanctuary. And that's modern. Let's drop the E. It's spelled in a very cool, trendy way. It is
This is like stretched.
Yeah,
exactly. To do right now, just drop the vowel.
I only go to places where they drop the vowels, and in Midtown or below 34th Street. Okay, this place has everything. It has a Himalayan salt room, has an infrared salt sauna. You can get full body LED. They have crystal beds. They have a Soma Dome pod, which is one of those place things where you go and you kind of forget the time, space. Office exists.
A Soma Dome pod?
A Soma Dome pod. You go in there, you lie back. It's like gravity goes away. You can meditate. All kinds of weird, cool sounds and lights kind of just take you away. You can get hypnotherapy. You can meditate. You can get a massage, a facial. You can, deal with your cellulite. You can get body contouring. You can get,
Did you do all of this in one trip?
I wish. I would still be there right now. I swear to God, if I go missing, check Modern Sanctuary first because I might be there. It is like a candy land for the beauty guru or the beauty obsessive.
When people are traveling again, you know how they always ask us when they're coming to New York City, where do I go? I'm going to put this on the list that we send out to people.
It's incredible. And the people who work there are not on staff at Modern Sanctuary. It's a place where different freelancers and specialists are like, you book something and then they call that person, they come in and then they like will come in and visit because a client is coming in to see them. Does that make sense? It's not like
I've actually read about it too. It's good for the, those people don't have to pay the overhead, which I love. It's helping out the beauty peeps of having their own salon so they can use these spaces, which is a great, it just feels less wasteful, that kind of business model.
It's really cool. Yeah. And you walk in and it's very different than the look of it. You would love it because it's all like very dark. You walk in and everything is black and there's a cool chair and that's kind of like weightless. It's very, it's got that kind of Pamela Love aesthetic, lots of crystals and black and you kind of like don't know where if you're coming or going. It's very sexy. It's just an incredible place. I wanted to stay there forever, but then I remembered that I had a husband and child waiting for me at home. So anyway, love it, love it, love it. Support your local beauty peeps. Reminder, oh, by the way, I did have a masked treatment. I wore a mask. My masseuse wore a mask.
Of course,
thank you, Nicole. You rock. And I had a massage in the salt room. It was bomb. So,
and Nicole is who gave you a massage.
Well, Nicole, yes.
And we'll put a link so you know who she is because you told me about the massage already. But yeah, yes, it was fabulous.
Awesome. What about you?
Well, that's amazing. And when you can travel, travel there. And if you can't travel, I think that my raise a wand will help you. L'Oreal, listen, for the half of my career, I said sublime, but I know it's sublime.
Sublime.
Sorry. L'Oreal Sublime self-tanning facial drops. I have not used a self-tanner in a long, long time. I'm like not a super fair person, so that's the thing. But I don't know. I've just been looking kind of blah. When I see myself in the Zoom camera, these are so good. These little drops, they're clear with a little eyedropper. It looks like a fancy serum. And you just drop as many as you want into your moisturizer. Mm. And I know this has been a thing for a while now, a new way to use self-tanning liquids. But they still had a stinkiness to them. And I thought they change the feel of the moisturizer sometimes. These are like invisible, unscented. Put them in your moisturizer. You won't even know. And I know it says it grows over the course of 24 hours, but literally I looked better in 10 hours. I had like this glow. And now it's like an experiment every day of like, how many drops am I going to put in?
That was my next question. How many are you doing?
I was doing 4, but then I upped it to 5 and I had like my Rio moment. But maybe I'll go down to 2 and it'll just be like a Hamptons weekend moment,
And do you take it down? This is what freaks me out about self-tanners. Do you take it like down your neck?
Well, because you do one drop, if I were you, and mix it into my moisturizer, think about how nicely your moisturizer slips all over your face. You don't have to worry about lines because it's blending everywhere. And yes, I do take it all the way down my neck to answer your question. Okay. But put it into a moisturizer that you like, that you know how you apply it, and just anywhere that you hit with that moisturizer will get a little extra glow. Even if you have medium to dark skin tones, it just like kind of warms up your skin tone, if that
makes
sense.
And what intensity do you use? Or is it just like one size fits all?
It's it's one size fits all because you can change the intensity by how many drops.
Oh, by how much you put in. Right, you said.
Yeah, so if you have darker skin, you probably want to put more drops. Someone like you to start out, maybe one. But it just feels kind of like a no-brainer, easy way. And it's a big old bottle. And so you get like a whole trip's worth of tanning out
wow.
of one bottle.
Oh my God. So you might want to live on the edge this weekend. Maybe put like a good
squirt. Go like seven?
Squirt. Yeah, big old squirt.
Ooh. All right. I'll report back and let you know how it goes.
Well, but I guess
raise
I'll see.
Wine to the sublime self-tanning facial
sublime.
Drops. Links to everything on the blog. Thank you to Carissa. Thanks again for the discount code, FatMascara, 15% off. Jess, do you want to go ahead and try a sign-off?
Oh, I've been thinking about it the last 10 seconds and my heart's been like racing because
let's
I'm like, am I going to say
people
something
like it.
Wild?
Are you ready?
Wait, Ron Burgundy's head, stay classy. That can't be it.
Okay. I came up with one to try out for a little bit. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Fat Mascara. You guys, get your beauty sleep and we'll see you next week.
I like that. Get your beauty sleep.
Get your beauty sleep.
That's it.
All right.
I think that's
it. Let us
it.
Know if you like it.
Okay.
No, we got to try some others.
No, but. I like that. No, look, if the shoe fits.
Get your beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.